Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive towards first. Boyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive towards short. Keane catches it and throws to first to double up Francona. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Keane reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore spins and fires to second, with Gardner covering, and has Keane trapped. There's the throw to Kell, who tags Keane for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. Gardner moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to home to get Gardner. Williams moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi now playing first base. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bilardi. Moore moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Kell moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small pinch hits for Frank Larry. Hal Brown now pitching. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts in front of the plate. House throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Brown is out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.